Welcome. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Tuesday morning, eighth day of the eighth month. And although the worst of the heat is over, hundreds of cattle have died in Iowa from extreme heat and humidity in late July. That announcement from the state of Iowa and livestock producers. And these losses, of course, further trim the U.S. cattle herd, already the smallest in decades after drought drove ranchers to slaughter more cows due to a lack of pasture to feed them. Iowa's Department of Natural Resources said it received a request July 31st to dispose of 370 cows that died due to heat in western Iowa. Gary Vetter raises cattle there. He said he worked to protect local herds, but about 53 died at three of his neighbors' feedlots during the last week in July. Not massive in number, but producers said the recent deaths were unusual. Cattle also died from heat in Kansas and Nebraska. Vetter said they just started dropping and there was nothing you could really do about it. He said he'd never seen anything like it. Yesterday, Tyson Foods announced the planned closure of four chicken processing facilities in the U.S., North Little Rock, Arkansas, Corydon, Indiana, Dexter, Missouri, and Noel, Missouri. The company will shift production to other facilities and cease operations there. Tyson Foods did report a $324 million operating loss on chicken operations during the third quarter, but said improved automation, one of the main reasons for the closures. Okay, now some good news. Organic fresh produce grew slightly in sales dollars and volume in the second quarter of 2023. That reverses a trend of volume loss seen in 21 and 22. Overall, organic fresh produce dollar sales up 1.5% for the second quarter of this year. The National FFA organization announced a record high student membership of just shy of 1,945,988, up 11% from last year. And the number of FFA chapters continues to grow, 168 more this year, resulting in 9,163 chapters in the U.S., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The nation's average price of gasoline up 7.8 cents last week, $3.79 a gallon. Diesel up 14.9 cents to $4.14 per gallon. Well, it was expected. Beneficial rains improved the crop condition. 93% of corn was silking, 8% of corn dented, 57% of corn good, excellent, up 2% from last week. U.S. soybeans, 90% blooming. U.S. soybeans setting pods at 66%, 7% ahead of last year. 54% good to excellent, up 2% from last week. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the opening markets.